Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Michael Downer, talking Hiawatha Redhawk football, getting their second consecutive win, now 2-0 in the Big 7 League, as Hiawatha posts a big win over Riverside last Friday night, 55-0, the final score, 34-0 halftime lead. Coach, a lot of big plays and probably a lot of fun for the guys to be able to go out and play that well and score in every facet of the game. What was the most impressive thing you saw from your team in week two or three?
I think it was just the ability to, you know, to kind of keep going. That was the most thing I was impressed with. Is, yeah, we could have you know, let up after we got up 27-0 or whatever. And, you know, I think the guys are staying hungry, and they understand that, you know, every play is a chance to improve. And I was really, really excited and happy for them that, you know, they're starting to understand what we as coaches want and expect. And that's to play every play really hard. No matter what the score is. So I was proud of them to continue to play hard.
You had a lot of big plays. I mean, offense, defense, and special teams. What do you attribute that to? And I would imagine that makes it pretty enjoyable. Guys have a lot of fun when those big plays happen, and you had a lot of them last week.
Yeah, it is nice to see. You know, we work like crazy in practice, and I know we spend a lot of time on special teams and practice as well. So it was nice to see some big plays in the special teams area. You know, as far as big plays on offense and defense, it was just guys doing their job and executing really, really well. Nothing crazy that we were drawing up. It was just guys executing. So I was glad to see that.
Brant Barnhill had three more touchdowns, a couple through the air, and one rushing, two passing. But Ashton Rocky is our athlete of the week at msesports.net, and he himself scored with an 80-yard kickoff return, a 69-yard offensive touchdown, and a pick six on defense. So must have been kind of the game of his life a little bit, huh?
Yeah, it was really, really rewarding for me to watch Ashton have that kind of game. The kid works his tail off. You know, he's a three-sport athlete. We love having those. He works his tail off of football, basketball, and baseball. Anytime you see a kid really excel, it's, you know, you attribute, especially a kid like that, we work so hard, and he kind of is the light for other guys to look at and kind of emulate. So really happy for Ashton.
I want to touch on your defense again this week. It was huge last week, making some big stops, bending a little bit, but not breaking in the win against Perry LeCompton. But you pitch a shutout, and now through three games, you still haven't allowed 20 total points this season in three games. So it would look like your defense continues to get better, and even when you've gotten some different players in there, I mean, pitching a shutout, I think, says a lot about how far the team's come on that side of the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's been one of our weaknesses in years past, and I had to attribute that a little bit to Coach Parman. You know, Coach Parman got here last year, and he's a young guy, really excited, and brings a lot of energy, and you know that's starting to rub off on people. I really like his schemes. He does things the right way. He puts in a lot of work, and I think those guys are following him on the defensive side of the ball. And that's why we're seeing a lot of success, and a lot of that is coaching and energy and all the stuff that maybe a lot of the fans don't see, but I myself as a head coach and the other coaches see. You know, he spends a lot of time and works really hard, and I'm glad those guys have bought into his scheme and his philosophy. So we continue to keep improving. We'll be all right.
Quick time out here. We'll come back and talk about the week four matchup with Rock Creek as district play starts right after this break. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Mike Downer, talking Hiawatha Redhawk football. And, Coach, before we dive into your opponent a little bit, the start of district play, I mean, your team has to have some confidence and momentum, I would think, at this point. But I guess that doesn't mean much as district play starts this week. How does that change the focus and mindset on more important games here now starting this Friday?
Yeah, we've been trying to approach, you know, every game here for myself and the coaching staff, we think is pretty important. So really not a huge difference there, but, you know, the kids see it. I think they understand it. They sense it. They're excited. They've been playing well. I know we're getting ready. We're geared up. We're going to go face a good Rock Creek team, and they're excited to see a good team and continue to see where we're at and kind of test ourselves.
Rock Creek has stumbled a couple times this season, but they've played some really good teams. Still a spread, pretty high-powered offense, or what have you seen in the three games from Rock Creek, which you're preparing your team to face this Friday?
Yeah, it's pretty similar to kind of what we saw last year. I think they like to spread it out.
they got some athletes to get the ball to them in space and try to put the pressure on us defensively to, you know, make tackles and stay assignment sound. They do a good job of mixing up formations and trying to confuse us a little bit. So that'll kind of be the test and the keys for us to play assignment sound and know how to line up and get adjusted and just cover their athletes.
I mentioned the word confidence earlier, Coach, but I can't imagine how much difference this makes. I mean, I would think your team going into this game has to feel like, you know, they got as good a chance as Rock Creek to win this thing. I mean, how much does just the mental confidence of your team approaching a game like this, you think, help?
Yeah, I do. I think it's very important. You know, we haven't had a lot of success in the past, so they haven't had a lot of confidence. But now, you know, we're starting to get some wins. They're seeing that, you know, if they play well, things will go well for them, and they continue to buy in to things that we're asking them to do, and I think they'll have some success.
I know you got some younger players in the varsity game last week. Riverside doesn't have enough for JV. So where are you at just with having the more numbers this year and trying to get those younger guys some more snaps and opportunities and bringing them along to build the depth of your program?
Yeah, we're, you know, that's something that I haven't been great at this year, was getting the young guys reps until kind of, you know, the last week or two. We finally started working those guys in. First of the year is always kind of like that. You want to spend a lot of time, make sure the varsity's prepared.
Sure.
But, yeah, we've really been getting into this week especially, getting those young pups some reps and start. It really helps, too, that the old guys are holding them to a higher standard and being really good leaders and showing them how to play football.
Well, great start to the season, Coach. Best of luck in your first district game at Rock Creek on Friday night. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Coach Downard of the Redhawks, the Hiawatha Locker Room Chats, brought to you by Ryan Meininger and his team at State Farm in Hiawatha and by Carl's Body Shop.